Good morning, it's Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. The FDA's advisory review of therapeutic peptides, meeting this week to decide whether to ease access restrictions, is the longevity community's most consequential policy moment in years, and it headlines today's issue. Two studies take a wrecking ball to the core NAD+ premise. While USC researchers identify the first thymus-derived hormone shown to reverse age-related inflammation, Midlife Brain Genomics and a 70% effective age-clearing enzyme round out a strong research day. Brian Johnson's stem cell clone announcement, covered here with appropriate skepticism, keeps the boundary between biohacking and science deliberately blurry. And in industry news, the headline, "The FDA is deciding the future of peptides this week." Here's what you need to know. According to CNN Health, a little-known FDA advisory committee met this week to determine whether popular therapeutic peptides, widely used for muscle recovery, inflammation reduction, and longevity, should be legalized beyond their current research-only status. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Your brain's genome starts rewiring itself in midlife, long before symptoms appear. From Neuroscience News, a new study reveals that the human hippocampus undergoes sweeping changes in 3D genome architecture and gene regulation beginning in midlife, long before any cognitive symptoms emerge. Blood test for p-tau27 predicts Alzheimer's risk years before any symptoms. From AAIC 2026. Presented at AAIC 2026, new findings show that elevated phosphorylated tau217 in a routine blood draw predicts cognitive decline years before noticeable memory problems, even in adults who appear neurologically healthy. In supplement news, NAD+ levels may not decline with age in healthy people, challenging a core supplement premise. From NY Daily News, the foundational selling point behind NAD+ supplementation, that levels inevitably drop as you age, may not hold in healthy individuals. From the research desk, USC scientists identify thymus hormone that reverses age-related inflammation. From Keck School of Medicine, researchers at USC's Keck School of Medicine have identified thymulin, a hormone produced by the thymus gland, as the first naturally occurring substance shown to both decline with age and actively reverse inflammaging when restored. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.